Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1758, 5 Habits That Changed My Life, by Anthony Ungaro of BreakTheTwitch.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online. And with that, let's keep this intro nice and short and get right to today's article as we optimize your life. 5 Habits That Changed My Life, by Anthony Ungaro of BreakTheTwitch.com. 2018 was an exciting and eventful year, full of many positive changes. I managed to lose about 25 pounds over several months, and I'm writing and creating YouTube videos more regularly than I did last year. While there have been some stressful aspects during this time, much of it has been mitigated by the habits Amy and I have implemented this year. Overall, I've been feeling more productive, creative, and much healthier than I have in quite a while. I took some time to reflect on what the most impactful changes have been for us, and it really boiled down to 5 fundamental habits that I've started doing almost every day. While none of these are extraordinary on their own, they have added up to create quite a substantial impact. Here are the 5 habits that changed my life in the last 120 days. 1. Eat salad for breakfast. This is something that I never would have even imagined 6 months ago, but a recent trip to Los Angeles sparked the change. After a workout at the Culver Steps, my friend Phil and I went to a restaurant in the area where we received what, at the time, seemed like a peculiar recommendation. The server suggested we try the breakfast salad, mixed greens with over-easy eggs, tomatoes, avocado, and prosciutto on top. Being a breakfast traditionalist, enjoying the likes of waffles, pancakes, and cereal, this was not the most exciting idea to me, but we decided to try it nevertheless. The dish was absolutely amazing, and when I brought the idea back to Amy, she loved it as well. Ever since, we've been making a big salad for breakfast with avocado, eggs, and tomatoes, and we absolutely love it. A huge bowl of mixed greens is only 25 to 50 calories or so, and it really fills me up for the day. This has been an essential change that's increased our veggie intake and helped us to feel less hungry throughout the day. 2. Reduce sugar intake substantially. This is a habit that I've done in the past with great success and have seen similar results this year. The biggest impact is, when I reduce my sugar intake, I'm not hungry all the time, which makes it easier to avoid overeating in general. Every time I eliminate high sugar and high carb items from my diet, I immediately lose weight, feel better, and sleep better. The first week is absolutely the hardest, as my body always freaks out and wonders why it's not getting its regular sugar high. But after that, it feels completely natural, and my energy evens out substantially throughout the day. I've yet to find a downside to doing this, other than, well, not eating cookies and donuts as much as before. It's totally worth it, though, and reducing sugar doesn't mean that I don't have the occasional treat from time to time. 3. Drink tons of water. Boring, I know, but so essential. This one is in just about every health book or video or article, but after taking my water intake more seriously, I completely understand why. I have a big 32-ounce water bottle that I start off the day by filling up and drinking completely. After that, I make sure to drink at least one more full bottle at a minimum. Sometimes I drink 3 or 4 of them, totaling about 128 fluid ounces per day. Not only does it help me feel more satiated overall, but it also provides a relatively consistent reminder for me to get up from my computer during the day, both to refill my water bottle and obviously to go to the bathroom. 4. Exercise 6 times a week. While this may seem pretty intense, my goal is to simply go to the gym 6 days a week. Some days I just walk on the treadmill. Other days, if I'm feeling pumped to exercise, I'll lift and run for an hour or more. Just showing up at the gym 6 times a week is the key habit that's helped me accomplish great results. Amy and I go together, which makes it easier to keep up the habit as well. Not only has this habit bettered my physical wellness, I've noticed substantial benefits when it comes to stress management and mental wellness also. When I was going through a particularly stressful time, running on the treadmill was like therapy for me. Just like anything, running and going to the gym sucked at first, but after a month or two, it got easier and much more enjoyable. Out of all the habits that changed my life last year, this one helped to integrate and enhance the others. Working out regularly encouraged me to eat better, drink more water, and make healthier choices overall. And lastly, 5, write down and catalog every idea. This is what has enhanced my creativity and helped me stay on track with creating videos and new blog posts consistently. While an incredibly simple idea, it's been very, very effective. I carry my favorite notebook with me just about everywhere and jot down ideas as they come to me. I've forgotten enough good ideas at this point that I don't want to lose anymore. The major benefit here is that once you start capturing your ideas, you can start comparing them, combining them, and sensing themes. Instead of coming up with new ideas, it's much easier to look through and expand on an existing idea. It's a great resource to have so that when I sit down to come up with a blog post or video, I'm not starting from scratch. While these habits are small changes on a day-to-day basis, the resulting impacts have added up substantially. My weight loss has been slow but steady. My productivity and output has slowly increased, and more systems are being built to help maintain and continually increase the momentum. I'd encourage you to try 1 or 2 of these things and remember to start small. It's really the repetition of these habits that changed my life, not how difficult or how many of them I tried. While you don't need to do everything at once, the important thing is to keep on going for as long as possible. It's a journey, not a destination, as the old adage goes. You just listened to the post titled, 5 Habits That Changed My Life, by Anthony Ungaro of BreakTheTwitch.com. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. The author Anthony and I surprisingly do quite a few things that are similar. I'll start with 5, where he talked about writing down and cataloging everything. Believe it or not, that's something that I do, and I've actually talked about it on this show before. I actually keep a notepad and pen on the end table by my bed, because sometimes when I'm trying to go to sleep, I actually have some really good ideas pop into my mind. Now, that's not the ideal time to have that happen, of course, but at the same time, I don't want to forget some of these ideas. But by writing stuff down like this, by writing down these good ideas, it actually allows your brain to relax. Now the burden isn't on you. By simply writing down, you're relieving yourself of that extra stress. Now you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about forgetting this great idea that you had. Or maybe it's not a great idea. Maybe you just remembered that you have to do something tomorrow that just somehow popped into your mind at that very moment. And so if you're able, keeping a notebook with you all the time, even if it's small, even if it's just a 3x5 card, something so that you can jot these things down is super helpful. And I actually use this notepad to write down ideas of what to talk about when I do this podcast. Sometimes I'll have an anecdote, something that I've experienced in my life that I want to share with you. And so I'll write it down so that I don't forget it. Now, quickly, I'll mention his exercising 6 times a week. I love that he understood that that sounds overwhelming for many people. 6 days a week, are you crazy? I can't afford that kind of time. But I love that he said, well, really, it's just about going to the gym 6 days a week. It doesn't mean that you're going in there for an hour 6 days a week. The mere act of getting there, getting to the gym, walking through those doors means you're going to move your body. And that's good enough sometimes. There are many times when I will wake up and mentally, I just don't want to go to the gym or I don't want to work out that day. But my body is saying, look, you've rested for 2 days. We need to get going. But my mind just isn't there yet. So I will force myself, it's not easy, to get to the gym, do my warm-up, but by the time I'm done with my warm-up, usually my brain has caught up, and then I'm pumped and ready to go. That happens most of the time, but not all the time. Sometimes my brain still lags, and but maybe that's the day where I only spend 20 minutes in the gym. Either way, I'm always happier that I made the effort than if I had done nothing at all. And sometimes that's enough to keep the momentum going. All right. I hope you have a great start to your week. And don't forget, I'll be back in a moment with our Sunday bonus episode. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.